Welcome to Thomasville Insights with the City of Thomasville. On the podcast, we'll talk to experts on everything from Thomasville history and events to daily operations and city business, all while having some fun in the process. We're your hosts, Sarah Baggett.
And Ricky Zambrano.
Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the Thomasville Insights podcast with the City of Thomasville. Ricky, it's good to see you.
It is great to see you as well.
Well, everybody hang on to your hats because this week I am so excited. We have some wonderful guests and I really just kind of can't wait to get to it. How about you?
I think we should get right to it.
Stefan, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what your title is here at the city?
I am the Energy Services Advisor for the City of Thomasville.
And what does an Energy Services Advisor do?
I advise about energy. So my job basically entails talking to customers and educating them about different energy services that we offer and then ways to use those services efficiently.
Well, that sounds exciting. A lot of different facets to that, I'm sure. And you just recently finished a fairly large project, correct?
Yeah. So the city actually did an energy checkup on itself, which is a service that we provide for citizens. But we went through and looked at everything that we do in ways of providing electricity, gas, water, and even billing those customers just to make sure we're at the top of our game.
Stefan, undertaking this project is obviously a great initiative for the city, but where did it originate from?
So through various council meetings and workshops, it was an initiative that was created that we should look at ourselves too and take a look at how we do things here.
That makes a lot of sense. So I guess the million-dollar question is, what did we find?
We found some really good things. One of the things that we found out was that as far as the services that we provide, we were up to par. Our billing was in check. The way that we provided our services were in check. So that was a good finding for us, to say the least.
Did we find anything that we could be doing better?
Yes. I mean, we always are looking for ways to improve. And one of the things that we did look at was that just getting that information to customers, how for them to use our services more efficiently.
And what are some other ways that the city is helping customers to help save money on their energy bills?
Getting that information that we just talked about to them. So educating them about where they should keep their temperature settings in their home if they have HVAC systems so that they use it efficiently. The way to outfit their houses, whether they're using blinds, making sure to keep doors closed, turning lights off in the morning or during the daytime, things like that so that they are efficiently using energy services and that, you know, it's not requiring them to have a large bill.
That makes sense. And if a customer does have a very large bill, let's say there's a water leak in their house or something else wrong, is there a way that we notify customers about that?
Absolutely. So at this point, when we get that billing and we see that there's been a large usage, we will send a letter to that customer to let them know, say, hey, we noticed an irregularity in your billing. So they can have a look at what's going on in their home. And we also at ourselves go take a look at that meter to make sure there's not something happening on our side that's causing that issue for them.
So our citizens and our residents of the community can obviously feel assured that they will receive notification within a good amount of time.
Absolutely. And we've even updated that system in itself. So originally we were sending the letter, but now we've been working on a project where that we're going to get an alert internally at least within a week of that change. And so at that point, we can then call that customer directly or even go to their home and say, hey, we noticed something that happened here within the last 7 days instead of a 30-day billing cycle so we can get the issue corrected immediately.
Oh, that's fantastic, because the sooner you know, the better, right?
Absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense.
Stefan, thank you for all the information today. The project seems like it was a great success. And before you go, can you please tell us where residents can go to find out more information about all the energy efficiency tips and services that can be provided for them?
There's a couple of ways that you can do it. You can call us directly at 229-227-7001, or you can go to the website www.thomasville.org.
It was so wonderful having Stefan on the show. I learned so much, especially about energy checkups. I wasn't aware that we did these. Were you?
I knew a little bit about it, but all the details were really given to us today.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really interested in having one done at my home. Stefan was telling us after we wrapped that you can go on thomasville.org and find out ways to schedule an energy checkup at your house, which is really neat. You know, they'll check out the windows and the insulation and give you some tips. So that just, I don't know, kind of blew my mind. What a great service. All free.
I think you'll find out a lot more about your home if you get that done.
Absolutely. I just wish there were some way to learn more about energy efficiency because I feel like there's so much to know.
Well, that's the great thing about our show is that we always have something more to give. And today, I have Sherry Kane here to visit with us, our public outreach manager.
Oh, great. Hey, Sherry, welcome.
Hey, thank y'all for having me today. So I heard y'all talking about energy efficiency, and so I wanted to come on today and give you some energy efficiency tips, but I decided that was kind of boring to do it that way, so I want to be a game show host today. Are y'all up for a game?
Ooh, Sarah versus Ricky?
Oof, this sounds like it might be a little intense.
Let's do it.
So I just have a few questions here, and I'm going to direct them at you and see who knows what and see what we can learn today. So I think, Ricky, I'm going to start with you. So this symbol is on a wide variety of consumer products and helps consumers to buy energy-efficient products. Do you know what the name of the government symbol is called?
Energy savings?
That would be the Energy Star label. I think you have the right idea, but that's what it's called. So you can look for those on all different kinds of appliances, and they will let you know that they are energy efficient and tell you, you know, the approximate cost of what it costs a year to run those. All right, Sarah, you're up next.
All right, here we go.
All right, so what is the simplest way to save money while washing clothes?
The simplest way to save money while washing clothes. Well, I feel like maybe it'll have something to do with detergent or water use. So I'm going to say maybe there's some kind of a way to use a setting where you use less water.
Well, that was a really good guess, and I think that that definitely would help you to save money. But actually, it's washing clothes in cold water.
Cold water.
And making sure that you have full loads. You don't want to do partial loads. You want to, you know, make sure that you do full load. So, all right, Ricky, here you go. What temperature should you set your water heater to reduce energy use? Here, I'm going to give you some choices now. You can do 100 degrees Fahrenheit, 120 degrees Fahrenheit, or 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Which one do you think would give you the most, that would reduce your energy use the most?
120.
Yay, you got that one right.
Well done. Wow.
Way to go, way to go. Yeah, that's the optimum setting is 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
I think I learned that during my master's program.
School did good for something, didn't it? So. All right, Sarah, you're up now.
Okay, here we go.
So what is a simple way to retain the heat in your hot water storage tank?
To retain the heat? Maybe wrapping your tank in something? Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Yes!
There are specially designed water heater blankets that you can wrap around, and it will help to retain the heat in there so your water heater doesn't have to turn on as often.
Awesome.
All right.
Just don't use that old coat that you have in the closet.
That's right. Make sure you get the right one. You can get them at the hardware store. So, all right, Ricky, I think you're up next. True or false? The average LED light bulb lasts over 5.5 years. During that lifespan, you can save $30 in your utility usage. True or false?
False.
That's right. You're correct. It's false because actually LED bulbs can last up to 10 years and save you $80 over the life of a bulb.
Wow.
That's just one bulb. So, you know, think about how many bulbs you have in your house, lights, lamps, all that kind of thing. So if you change them out, that's a lot of money over time.
Well,
so.
And only changing it every 10 years, sign me up. That's great.
Me too. That's one less trip up the ladder for me for something. So that's great. All right, Sarah, I think it's your turn now.
Okay.
So to conserve energy in the winter, keep your curtains that face the sun closed during the day.
Ooh, I feel like this might be a trick question.
So we're talking winter this time.
Yes.
So in the winter, you need to keep your curtains that face the sun closed during the day.
I'm going to say false because I think you want to let in the sun to help heat up the house.
Ding, ding, ding. You're right.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Might have to call the commissioner of this game show because that sounded like a hint to me.
No way.
All right, Ricky, here we go. You're up now. So in the summer, what is the optimal temperature to set your thermostat to save money? And I'm going to give you some choices. Is that 78, 75, or 72? So this is in the summer now. What is the optimal temperature to keep your thermostat to save money?
Well, the optimal in my house is 72. Unfortunately, it has to be 78 in order to save money.
That is exactly right. That is exactly the right answer. 78 in the summer and 68 in the winter. So, all right, last question. Sarah, and it's yours.
Okay.
So energy experts recommend that you set your thermostat to 78 degrees in the summer. If you set your thermostat to 77, how much more energy will you use per month? I'm going to give you some choices.
Okay.
So would that be 2% more, 12% more, or 6 to 8% more? This is a hard one.
Man, only 1 degree. I mean, it seems like it shouldn't be that much. I'm going to go with A, 2%.
Actually, you can save, you would use 6 to 8% more. So
wow.
For every degree up that you go in the summertime, you're saving 6 to 8% a month. So
that's a lot.
And if your bill's $100, that's $6 or $8 a month that you can save just by keeping it at the recommended setting of 78.
Oh, excuse me. I've got to go turn up all my thermostats.
All right. So let me get my calculator here really quick, and let's see who is the winner today.
Oh, I hope it's me, but I have a feeling it's you.
You might be rigged. I don't know.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Well, hey, you know, while she's calculating, what do you think we should win? Because I feel like we should have a pretty good prize on the line for this.
I agree with you. Maybe, you know, maybe, just maybe, we could be city manager for the day.
I think that's a wonderful idea. That seems fair. I mean, this quiz surely qualifies us for that, right?
I definitely think so.
Okay, so city manager for a day, whoever wins.
Bet is on.
You're on.
All right, okay. I think I'm about done with my calculations here. And Ricky's the winner.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Wow, this is going to be an interesting day.
Well, I hope you all learned something today. And you can go onto our website, thomasville.org, if you want to learn more energy savings tips. And, of course, we'll always be glad to help if you want to call into our office. Oh, hey guys, hold on just a minute. I think... Oh my goodness, the city manager, Alan Carson, is calling in. Hold on, let's see what he's got to say.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
It's Alan, and I really appreciate you guys doing these podcasts. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea. You know, I'd be willing to give that a go. We got a lot of smart people here, but, you know, Ricky won, and that's probably not going to be a good idea.
Oh, man, what do you mean I can't be city manager for the day?
Oh, thank goodness. I was praying for a miracle. I think we just got one. Just kidding. You'd be great.
And I really appreciate you guys doing these podcasts. I've heard nothing but good things, and thank you so much for doing them. Call me anytime, and I look forward to listening to them. Thanks so much.
Wow. Well, congratulations again, Ricky. You know, that crown looks really nice on you. You wear it well. That was great. I learned a lot about energy efficiency, too.
And definitely going to try and apply some of it at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we're talking about all these wonderful ways to save money, and it kind of brings to mind that we have recently at the city of Thomasville gone through a billing software conversion. It's been a long process and it's been a lot of work for our team, but it's finally here. And what's exciting about that is that conversion has improved our utilities online system. So you might be familiar with Utilities Online. It's our online payment portal at thomasville.org. You simply go to thomasville.org, click on Utilities Online. You'll be taken right to it. And it's got a ton of new features where you can schedule payments, manage your accounts, do all kinds of cool stuff. So we just really encourage folks to go take a look at that this week when you have some time. Go to thomasville.org. If you have any trouble at all registering, give us a call at 227-7001. We're here to help you.
It's just one of the many ways we're trying to help our customers. But as Stefan said earlier, we have another way to help our customers, and that's our upcoming Let's Discuss event. The Let's Discuss Hot Tips for Keeping Your Energy Bills Low This Summer will be coming up on July 20th. It will be from 5:30 to 6:30 at Harper Elementary School.
That sounds fabulous. I believe that's free admission as well, right?
It is definitely free admission. And, you know, they will provide a lot more information and go a little bit more in depth than what we've Stefan covered today and what Sherry was able to cover with us today.
Oh, that's great. Some money-saving tips are always a cool idea. Pardon the pun. While we're here, I just want to give a shout out to our Public Works team. They recently got a shout out from the Juneteenth Events Committee, who said they did a wonderful job going above and beyond to help them make that event a success. So we just wanted to say congratulations, Public Works. Thank you for all that you do. And congratulations to the Juneteenth Events team. It was a wonderful day, a beautiful event, and they were able to avoid the rain. So good job to them, and thank you to Public Works.
Sarah, we had a lot of fun today. It was a great episode.
Well, you think it was great because you won that game.
Hey, you got to take the wins where we can get them, right?
That's right. That's right. But unfortunately, we are out of time. We do want to remind our listeners to please go to your favorite listening platforms and subscribe to Thomasville Insights with the City of Thomasville podcast. That way, you'll never miss an episode.
You've been listening to Thomasville Insights with the City of Thomasville. The show is produced by Austin Reams, Sherry Kane, Ricky Zambrano, and Sarah Baggett. The editor and sound technician is Madison Cook. The show's music is by Pond5.com. To learn more about the City of Thomasville, visit thomasville.org or follow us on Facebook. Thank you for listening.